Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. This week, you're going to be blown to smithereens. Well, the Smithereens were a commercially unfashionable rock power pop band that emerged out of the New York rock circuit in the early 1980s. Dressed in leather, bandishing heavy guitars and exhibiting an unabashed fetish for British invasion pop, the Smithereens were a bit of an anomaly on the American college rock scene of the late 80s. The lead singer, songwriter, guitarist Pat D'Anizio stood out not only because of his strange beatnik goatee, but also because his catchy hooks and musical references to 60s pop were unashamedly embedded in the powerful sound of this guitar-driven quartet. The Smithereens were an important American rock band from New Jersey that formed in 1980 with members Pat D'Anizio on vocals and guitar, Jim Babjak on guitar and vocals, Mike Mizaros on bass guitar and vocals, and Dennis Dykin on drums and percussion. The band have a classic rock startup story of a young college student, in this case Pat D'Anizio, placing an ad in the paper to pull together a band. A bunch of young musicians come together and create a classic Beatles-style rock and roll combo that grew into a band that very quickly came to understand their own unique sound. They developed a sound that owed much to musicians who inspired D'Anizio, including The Who, The Clash, Elvis Costello, and Nick Lowe. The Smithereens deployed a uniquely retro obsession with the late British invasion pop, which even included an album of Beatles covers, a sound that didn't resonate commercially but made them a fan-driven favourite, particularly with the US college radio fraternity. Ultimately, the band had a string of hits in the late 80s and early 90s, produced 17 albums across a 40-plus year history, and the band's main force, Pat D'Anizio, passed away in 2017, but the legacy he kick-started in 1980 still lives on. This week on Alt.80s, we take in tracks from the first three albums that established the unique Smithereens power pop sounds, Especially for You from 1986, Green Thoughts from 1988, and 11 from 1989. Before we take in tracks from those early formative albums, let's go back to an early release from a 1983 EP called Beauty and Sadness.
Teardrops behind her mask.
Beauty and Sadness, the title cut from their second recording, an EP from 1983. Their first recording was a relatively unknown record titled Girls About Town, an EP that features four songs with the word girl in the title. But it would be the follow-up, Beauty and Sadness, that would grab attention with Rolling Stone magazine, giving it a four-star rating. It's a track that steals heavily from Pat D'Anizio's influences, The Beatles, and I'm sure you would have noticed from the riffs and the drum sound on that particular track. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. Well, fans of the Smithereens would have to wait until 1986 for their debut album, a record that was definitely worth the wait. The album is notable for the hit Blood and Roses, which has been featured in multiple movie and TV productions, and the inclusion of producer Don Dixon, noted for his recent work with REM, added attention to the record's initial release. Two of its songs became hits on Billboard's album Rock Tracks chart. Blood and Roses reached number 14, while Behind the Wall of Sleep peaked at number 23. The album reached number 51 in the US Billboard charts, as well as number 5 on the UK indie charts. It was certified platinum in the US for sales over a million copies, and the album today is highly regarded by most critics and was cited as one of Kurt Cobain's favourite albums. This is The Smithereens, and especially for you. We'll be right back.
Shattered.
Four tracks there from the highly regarded debut from New Jersey power pop band The Smithereens. You heard Strangers When We Meet, Blood and Roses, In a Lonely Place and Behind the Wall of Sleep. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and this week you're being blown to Smithereens. Well, The Smithereens' difficult second album is A Beast Called Green Thoughts and was released in 1988. It's an album that delivers another set of terrific D'Annunzio songs, played with the same unpretentious guitar-driven excellence. The entire record is instantly likable. Apart from a couple of songs with pseudo-Merseybeat touches, the Smithereens turn other songs into utterly contemporary wall of guitar onslaughts. D'Annunzio locked himself in his room for 4 weeks to emerge with lyrics that reflect angst-filled odes to failed romance. The Brit influence was certainly recognised in the UK, with the album reaching number 7 on their indie charts. And Rolling Stone magazine gave the album 4 stars out of 5. This is The Smithereens and Green Thoughts.
Circles trying to find my way back to you. It's been so long since I felt this way that I forgot what I'm supposed to do. You won't break my heart, no matter what you do. My love is especially for you. I've been trying to build a bridge to get to you for so many years. Now it looks like it'll have to be a dam instead to hold back my tears. You won't make me cry, my heart won't break in two. My love is especially for you. It's the same every night when I turn off the light, and I'm hugging my pillow instead of you. In the morning I rise and I tell myself lies and pretend that I'm happy in spite of you. When I turn out the light and I'm hugging my pillow instead of you. In the morning I rise and I tell myself lies and pretend that I'm happy in spite of you. I've been running around in circles trying to find my way back to you. It's been so long since I felt this way that I forgot what I'm supposed to do. You won't break my heart, no matter what you do. My love is especially for you. My love is especially for you. My love is especially for you.
Each
my destiny. Baby, for the life of me, I had seen your face, it seems, on some lonely street of dreams. One look at you and the room is spinning round. One touch of you and my feet on the ground. I am spellbound.
New Jersey power pop band The Smithereens and four tracks from their 1988 album Green Thoughts. You heard Only a Memory, Especially for You, Spellbound and Drown in My Own Tears. Especially for You is an interesting inclusion. It was the title of their debut album, but the album didn't feature a song of that name. So Denisio thought he'd play a few tricks with fans and feature a track on the second album called Especially for You. What a beautiful track it is. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, and this week you're being blown to smithereens. We move on to our third album from the band, and the album that saw out the decade. The The album, titled 11, was released in 1989 and was immediately buoyed by the single A Girl Like You, which hit number 38 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also the band's first enlistment of a new producer, moving on from their Don Dixon-produced sound to work with Ed Stasium, known for steering albums for the Ramones, Talking Heads, Living Colour and Mick Jagger, just to name a few. Well, according to the band, Smithereens 11 marked a very exciting time for them. After they found an audience with Especially For You, and the success of the follow-up Green Thoughts made them feel like their career had some legs. 11 helped expand their fan base and notched things up for them. It became their first gold album, and A Girl Like You would be their first top 40 hit. The album contains some of the loudest power pop ever, going some of the way to easing off the Beatlesque genre's nostalgia with some fully modern intensity and neatly balancing the muscle with a quartet of delicious, quieter numbers. This is the Smithereens' 1989 album, 11.
A girl like you. Oh yeah.
played on me. I let you go, and now I know a world of uncertainty. Now I think about the days when I let you down in so many ways. That's the time I want to cry, and the time I wonder why. Tragedy, I'm content to stay inside. This emptiness is killing me. I can run, but I can't hide. And you loved me all along, when I always did you wrong. That's the time I can't forget, and it fills me with regret.
I'm with you. The blues before
Time to go to bed. My darling, rest your weary head. But I have work I should begin. So I will tuck you in and I will kiss your tears away. I never thought I'd run to you. Better things to do. But now I can't wait for the day when by your side I'll lay and I will kiss your tears away. I will give you everything. I will make your every dream come true. I will be the one you need. You know I'm the one to pull you through. To go to bed. My darling, rest your weary head. But I have what I should begin. So I will tuck you in and I will kiss your tears away. But I have work I should begin. So I will tuck you in and I will kiss your tears away. I will kiss your tears away. I will kiss your tears away.
Four tracks there from the Smithereens, 1989 album 11. You heard their biggest hit for the decade, A Girl Like You, The Beautiful Blue Period, Blues Before and After, and Kiss Your Tears Away. You've been listening to an alt.80s artist selection in the early years of New Jersey power pop band The Smithereens. And for more alternative 80s sounds, please join me again next week. I'm leaving you with a track from my fave Smithereens album, Green Thoughts and Deep Black. Catch you next time.
Tell me what will be, deep black compromise, when I look into your eyes, deep black lies, deep black lies, deep black lies, doesn't matter.